Wyrick became famous in national political circles for helping create the Heritage Foundation and other conservative groups. He got his lessons in conservatism growing up in Racine. Stephen Hauser teaches history and political science at Marquette University and the Milwaukee Area Technical College. He says Wyrick's early years were influential to his later work.
He felt he reflected those Midwestern Wisconsin values, coming from a relatively small city in Wisconsin, coming from a Catholic home, coming from a family that was very devout.
Hauser says a key to Wyrick's success is that he was able to bridge the gap between older conservatives and younger conservatives and get both groups better organized. That helped people like Ronald Reagan and both George Bushes get elected president. But Hauser says Wyrick did have a soft spot for something now more typically associated with liberals, traveling by rail.
He argued it was a necessary part of any nation's infrastructure. He argued in favor of everything from streetcars to the return of heavy rail commuter trains. He did suffer some derision from that, especially from the libertarian right that argued that government really had no place funding any transportation systems.
Wyrick's death yesterday at age 66 comes as many people expect President-elect Barack Obama to spend more federal dollars on some types of rail travel. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.